Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Thomas, and towards Kerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive towards short. Montague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sullivan scores. Blue scores. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-3 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kham moves to second. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Kham moves to third. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Falk steals second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hudlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Detour now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Detour scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnett. Simmons moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Detower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-4 in the game. Kham bunts towards first. Blue fields it and throws to third for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Kham steals second. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Kham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grubb for a passed ball. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 5 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Vosmek moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Jim Moore now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Jim Moore. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Detower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sissel moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.